What is a particularly good type of a fish to get around here to eat? I mean, you know, freshwater fish. I mean, you know, like if you were in a restaurant and they were saying that.
Trout, I guess. Rainbow trout.
That's an up north type of fish. Now, what about saltwater? You know.
Snapper, red snapper, lobster if that counts. Shrimp, clams.
Clam.
Dolphin.
Dolphin, is that a fairly common restaurant fish?
Pretty common.
Okay. What about
lox?
What color is this?
Blue.
Okay.
Bluefish?
Yeah.
Not that I know of.
People don't eat this? What about they're small fish, they run around here. There's a beach named after them. You ever familiar with Pompano? Are they?
Yeah.
Have you ever eaten any?
No.
Okay, I understand that they're supposed to be free. Okay, what kind of animals is it that grunts in the swamp and makes all the croaking noises?
Alligator? Crocodile?
Okay, what's a smaller one that has? Some people eat the legs.
Pig?
Okay, these are, they grow from tadpoles.
Oh, frogs.
Okay. How about the real big ones? You know, what do you call those?
Toads.
The croaks in the marshes. The real big ones. Well, you know what the difference between a, what is the difference between a toad and a frog?
One's a land animal.
You know which one's which?
Frog's a water animal.
Okay. All right. What is it that you aren't supposed to eat if the name of the month doesn't have an R in it?
You got me.
All right. How about what do pearls grow in?
Oysters.
Okay. There's a riddle that says that the name of the month has an R in it, you're not supposed to eat oysters.
Why is this?
Well, December, November, September, October.
I know. Why?
Oh, because that's the wrong season.
Oh, I see.
That's a winter.
Right, I get it. I know some superstition or something.
No, I don't think it's so much a superstition as it is just a seasonal.
Right, I see.
So now you know.
Yeah.
If you're up there, don't eat oysters in any month that's got an R on.
Yeah, I know it's impossible.
Okay. Okay, how about, we were talking about frogs earlier. What about the little ones that you hear in the spring? What do you call those?
Tadpoles?
No, the little ones. Have you ever seen those frogs when they're
after rain
and climb up?
I don't know what they are, though.
Okay. What about things that you dig, that maybe you don't dig, maybe you buy them or something, you go fishing with them?
Worms.
Yeah, they grow on the ground. What's another word you might use for worm?
It's about the only one I have.
Okay, well, what kind of worm would you use?
Flatworm. I don't know, flatworm, earthworm.
Earthworm? Or earthworm? The difference between earthworm and...
Ringworm, tapeworm.
What?
Yeah, no, I don't think you wouldn't want to go fishing with that, would you?
Oh, yeah. Better be on the end of my fishing pole.
Okay. How about the hard shell thing that pulls its neck and legs into a shell and when you touch it?
Snail.
All right. How about, they live in the water. Sometimes they get real big.
Lobster.
Okay, this is
conch.
What's a conch?
Conch. You've seen conch
shell. Oh, a shell? Oh, yeah. How about, but this one could live on land or it can walk on land and has legs. Okay. Are there different kinds of turtles that you know of?
Yeah, land turtle, sea turtle, box turtle, snapper turtle.
What's the difference between a land turtle and a sea turtle? Is there something like a turtle only lives on dry land? Is there another name for that?
That's probably just a generic term, including subsuming box turtles and snapping turtles.
Okay, you ever heard the term gopher?
Yeah.
Is that a land or a sea turtle?
Gopher? That's a pretend to a little animal dug holes in the ground.
Okay. All right. How about a kind of thing that you find in freshwater streams? It's got claws. It's in freshwater streams. It's got claws. You turn over when you turn over a rock. It's real small. They look like lobsters. What do you call it?
Crayfish.
Okay. And how about a thing that you might use to go for bait for deep sea fishing?
Ballyhoo. Mullet. No. Shrimp.
Okay. If you had more than one shrimp, you'd have, what would you call it, though?
Shrimp.
Okay. And the insect that flies around a light and tries to fly into it, when you grab it, powder comes off in your hands. You know, sometimes they eat your clothes.
Moth.
Okay. If you got two or three of them flying in your jacket, you got what?
Moths. Moths, I guess.